Hebrews 10. Justification or righteousness is your sonship. It's who you are in God because you received Jesus. It says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1. You're a son of God. You're a righteous son of God. You have heaven's authority and permission to go boldly to come before the throne without shame because your sins are remitted. Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Righteousness comes by blood. Entering God's presence comes by blood. Now, there aren't any exceptions to that. It's not that some are righteous and some aren't. Now, if you sin, you may lose your sense of righteousness, and you need to confess your sin. God's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But he is your God, he is your Father, and everybody that comes to him comes through the blood. If you came through the blood, well, you can't get into the kingdom without going through the blood. You know that. You come through the blood, you can have peace. Now, God's kind of peace that doesn't depend upon material or natural circumstances. You can have a shepherd and a captain always leading you to victory. It's all provided by the blood. You can have abundant provision. You can have God's continual presence, and you're always righteous. Now, I have a key to my mother and daddy's house. It's not that I'm so good that I was perfect. It's that I was raised there. I belonged there. They gave me a key. I have standing there. And Jehovah Sidkin is the God who gave you standing in heaven. Through his blood, you have a standing there. And it belongs to everybody. What comes through blood belongs to everybody. Now, this is why that's important. Somehow, when we come to Jehovah Rapha, who is the Lord our physician, or the Lord our healer, people want to isolate that name and say God doesn't heal today. In other words, the blood is no longer effective. It's no longer bringing healing. It used to heal, but it doesn't heal today. Or it doesn't heal everybody, only heals some people. Now, if that were the truth, we have to make it to the truth for everything the blood did. We'd have to say God heals some. If we say God heals some, we have to say only some are righteous. We'd have to say, well, God's only present with some. Then we'd have to say only some can have peace and some few can have provision. God will be the shepherd and the captain for some. Either the blood works for all or it doesn't. Isn't that right? And it works for all. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It's working. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It makes diseases go. Now look at Isaiah. The last lesson we did, we showed you all the scriptures relative to the blood and sickness and disease. Just want to use three again to show you again. Isaiah 53, verse 5. If God doesn't heal all, if he picks and chooses, if some are sick for his glory, then the blood is not effective anymore. And if the blood is not effective in one arena, it may not be effective in the next arena. Maybe you're not saved. Maybe it doesn't work for you. Maybe the rest of the world can have peace, but you're to forever be tormented. See, if we're going to make any exceptions, we're going to have to make a lot of exceptions. But we cannot make any exceptions to the work of the blood. Cannot do it. The scripture does not do it. Now look, verse 5, he was wounded, talking about Jesus for our transgressions. You're aware he was wounded, he was crucified, he was killed for transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. A bruise is actually blood under the skin. That's my medical technical understanding. I have a totally non-medical mind. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. Right there telling what the cross did mentions that the cross brought you peace. Now next time, do you ever get disturbed, uptight, and strung out? That ever happened to you? If it doesn't, we want you to write a book and write it quick. We need to read it. When that happens, see, the blood brought you peace. Jesus is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You can raise your hands to heaven right in the middle of your turmoil, right in the middle of your distress and sing, oh, the blood of Jesus, I have peace. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It gives me perfect peace.